I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. On December 26, 2004, a massive tsunami swept across the Indian Ocean. The wave killed about 230,000 people. Many of them were from the Indonesian province of Aceh. International aid poured in after the disaster, but since then Aceh has struggled to find a sustainable way to build its economy. One possibility might be disaster tourism. 7 years after the tsunami, growing numbers of tourists are visiting Aceh to see the relics of destruction. Maria Bakalopoulou reports from the capital, Banda Aceh.
It is perhaps one of the most iconic images of the tsunami's wrath. A 30-foot fishing boat thrown a couple of miles inland and perched on top of the ruins of a house. 59 people clung to the boat and survived until the surge passed. There's now a viewing platform above the building. Tsunami-related pictures are on display below. Pony, who goes by one name, had seen the pictures, but still wasn't prepared for the reality.
I think this is awesome. The people in the ship, nobody died. So this is a miracle.
With tourists like Pony have come business opportunities. Petriani and her sister have opened up a hugely popular noodle shop under the boat. Petriani says after the tsunami, this place became really well known. That's why my sister and I took the place, and word of mouth spread quickly.
No.
Across the street, 51-year-old Abdul Wahab sells drinks, snacks, and souvenirs. He came here after the tsunami looking to make some money, helping with the cleanup. He smiles at his good fortune, but explains that sometimes he feels embarrassed, since it is such a sad place.
I see people crying before they go up the platform. They remember what it was like here the day before the tsunami.
About a mile away, the Aceh Nias Rehabilitation and Reconstruction Agency, or BRR, built a $6.7 million tsunami museum. It exhibits photographs of victims, stories of survivors, and an electronic simulation of the massive undersea earthquake that triggered the 30-foot wave. Officials say more tourists come to see the aftermath of the tsunami than the area's wide sandy beaches. Dr. Yousni Sabi, a professor at the State Institute of Islamic Studies in Aceh, says it may sound morbid, but he says it's actually very healing.
We call it spiritual tourism. Because of the tsunami, had it not tsunami, maybe we are still in war, you know, kind of thing like that. In a way, also, we think like tsunami itself, like, you know, blessing in disguise, you know. Although it's lost a lot, you know, at least it speed up the process of making peace.
The peace came after a nearly 30-year civil war between Achenese rebels and the government of Indonesia. And that's become another draw for tourists. Locals call it guerrilla tourism. Zulkifli once worked as a tour guide in Jakarta and Bali. He now teaches English and German to classes of future tour guides. Some of those guides in training spent years fighting for rebels.
Before, rebels were hiding in holes in the jungle. Now our government has them working in tourism, a kind of terror tourism.
In fact, many Western embassies still issue travel warnings for Aceh, but still they come. Dutch tourist Elbrich Elsinga looks up at the fishing boat on the house.
I didn't expect it, actually, how it looked like. It's different than I expected. And it's a big boat. I thought maybe a small boat on top of a house, but really big.
It looks a lot different than on television.
Definitely, yeah.
The scars of the tsunami are still not completely healed, but the Achenese hope they can at least get some benefit from the natural disaster that nearly wiped them out. For The World, I'm Maria Bakalopoulou.